Title: Could the Supreme Court's decision in the Harvard and UNC cases indirectly affect corporate diversity initiatives? Content: The United States Supreme Court is currently considering two cases concerning whether race-conscious admissions programs are permissible under federal law. While these cases are limited to the relatively narrow universe of university admissions, the court's decision may be instructive to private employers and will likely have implications beyond the classroom. In the two cases before the court, Students for Fair Admissions versus President of Harvard and Students for Fair Admissions versus University of North Carolina, the justices are considering whether race can be used as a factor in the university admissions process. The UNC case alleges that the public university discriminated against white and Asian American students in violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The Harvard case alleges that the private university has discriminated against Asian Americans in violation of Title VI. Although private universities like Harvard are not subject to the 14th Amendment, Title VI applies the same test to private universities that receive federal funds. And even though the court decoupled the cases, it may assess the public versus private distinction for educational institutions in a broader context. The court held oral arguments on October 31, 2022. Much is at stake. Many universities view race-based admissions, quasi-affirmative action plans, as a step towards correcting the institutional racial imbalances in higher education that have come as a result of years of inequality in the education system. Elizabeth B. Preloger, the U.S. Solicitor General, argued in support of the universities in both cases. The Solicitor General argued that diversity in universities has long-range benefits in the military, medical field, scientific community, and corporations. She also argued that race is only used as a moderate plus factor in the admissions process, which is in line with current court precedent. In challenging the programs, the plaintiffs argued that the Supreme Court has rejected racial classifications in areas such as jury selection, marriage, and elementary education, and the same logic should apply to institutions of higher education. Perhaps telling, Chief Justice Roberts inquired whether there are race-neutral means of achieving diversity. The court is not expected to issue its decision for a few more months. However, employers may want to begin preparing now for how the outcome of this litigation could potentially affect corporate hiring and workplace diversity initiatives. Affirmative action in the workplace and reverse discrimination claims. Workplace affirmative action plans are typically limited to federal contractors, or when ordered by courts to remedy a documented history of systemic discrimination. Similar to the race-conscious admissions programs at issue in the Harvard and UNC cases, however, many private employers seek to increase diversity in the workforce. These employers' efforts are sometimes the subject of reverse discrimination cases under Title VII. For example, in Ricci v. DiStefano, 557 U.S. 557, 2009, the Supreme Court held that the city of New Haven violated Title VII by discarding the results of an exam that unintentionally prevented the promotion of minority candidates. And, in Duval v. Novant Health Incorporated, Civil Action No. 3:19CV00624, WDNC October 26, 2021, a white, male plaintiff won a $10 million punitive damage award after persuading a jury that his race and sex were motivating factors in his termination as his employer attempted to diversify the workforce. In some jurisdictions, courts have altered the first prong of the traditional prima facie discrimination case under Title VII, requiring reverse discrimination plaintiffs to show background circumstances that support the suspicion that the defendant is the unusual employer who discriminates against the majority. Shea v. Carey, 961 F. Sup. 2d 17, 31, DDC 2013, FD, 796 F.3d 42, DCCIR 2015. See also Balance v. City of Springfield, 424 F.3d 614, 617, 7th Circle 2005, quoting Phelan v. City of Chicago, 347 F.3d 679, 684-85, 7th Circle 2003, requiring a plaintiff to show background circumstances exist to show an inference that the employer has reason or inclination to discriminate invidiously against whites or evidence the